Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we have with us our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon, Arnie.
Thank you.
Arnie and Don.
And if that wasn't enough, we have a couple of other guests with us today. Actually, these are the same two guys who spoke at a health symposium last May, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Challum. Dr. Ron is a medical doctor. He is the chief medical officer of the Olive White Garvey Center for Healing Arts in Kansas. And Jack Challum is a frequent guest here on the Wilner Window. Jack writes a popular newsletter known as the Nutrition Reporter. He's the author of several excellent books on nutrition, of course. And both Dr. Ron and Jack are here today courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. Solgar's committed to education of the supplement consumer, and we'd like to say thank you to Solgar for their continued support. So, Dr. Ron, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hey, thank you, Arnie. It's great to be back on again.
Yeah, and Jack, welcome.
Hey, likewise. Good to be on with you guys.
All right, we're delighted to have both of you with us today. You know, it's this time of the year, and what I'm talking about is this is the, you know, I guess it's the start of the cold and the flu season. People are debating whether or not they should get flu shots, you know. So why don't we talk a little bit about nutritional supplements in the immune system? You know, we could talk about a couple of things we could do now, for example, to enhance our immune systems and maybe help ourselves avoid catching the cold and the flu and a couple of other things. And we could also talk about, you know, what we might be able to do should, you know, our preventive efforts not be good enough and we come down with the flu. So why don't we start, you guys, with what do we do for preventative purposes?
Well, maybe I'll jump in. I think what has really been seeping into the news over the last couple of years is vitamin D, about cold and flu resistance. And I don't think it's just coincidence that the incidence of colds and flus increases when we're not getting a lot of sunlight exposure and our own vitamin D production decreases significantly. And it's more than just a simple association. There was an interesting study of school children in Japan not too long ago, and they gave some of the kids supplements, and they held back vitamin D supplements from other kids. And those who got the vitamin D literally had fewer colds and flus over the winter. And the research was well documented from a laboratory standpoint to confirm the incidence of colds and flus. And even though it was done in school kids, I think the findings are really applicable to adults.
Okay, so you're talking about vitamin D. And, you know, years ago, you know, Don and I both remember the days back when, you know, 1,000 IUs of vitamin D going back into the late 60s, early 70s, that was pretty common. And then they said, oh, that's a bad thing, because if you take, you know, 500,000 units from polar bear liver, you can have get vitamin D toxicity. So they limited the amounts down to 400 units. So when you say, you know, vitamin D, what are you recommending people take?
Well, I think it's been a long time since any of us have had any polar bear liver.
You don't have polar bear liver?
No.
You don't have it in your local health food store?
Nope. Don't have it in the freezer.
Oh,
so I think that, you know, idea really tended to scare a lot of people away from what they really needed. And there were some other really flawed studies that scared people about vitamin D. What the experts have been saying over the last few years is a minimum of 1,000 IU daily. This number seems to be creeping up, and I'm hearing a lot of the top researchers now saying a minimum of 2,000 daily. And my friend and colleague, Dr. Ron, blood tests me, and after the last test, he suggested I go up to 8,000 IU a day. And up to that point, I had been taking 6,000 and just kind of like having good, average, normal vitamin D levels, nothing spectacular. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of flying this time of year, and I'm finding that so far I seem to be resistant to a lot of the bugs that I'm literally hearing at airports, with people sneezing and coughing and hacking. So I think a good target would be about 5,000 IU a day for most people.
Okay. You know, there are, you know, one of the things that you did is you send us this nice list of some of your favorite supplements. Vitamin D was right at the top, but right after that you came up with N-acetylcysteine.
There was a study, and this is really what turned me on to N-acetylcysteine back about 1997, and it was an Italian double-blind study of seniors over the cold and flu season. And they gave half of them N-acetylcysteine, and they gave half placebos. The dose was 600 milligrams twice a day. And the patients were monitored very well. They were blood tested for antibodies to the flu. And the people taking N-acetylcysteine, which is a common antioxidant, and you guys sell it in the store, and it's just easily available. But the people taking N-acetylcysteine had few, if any, flu symptoms, even though their exposure to the flu was confirmed. Meanwhile, things were not so good in the placebo group. And so I tend to take about 1,000, 1,500 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine this time of year. When I'm about to get on an airplane, I'll up that a little bit. It's exceptionally safe. The only negative thing is it does have a little bit of a sulfur smell. So I always tell people, don't spend a lot of time sniffing it.
That's right.
and just swallow the capsules.
I want to say something about N-acetylcysteine. I read that same article that you did way back, and sadly, nobody's ever tried to reproduce that article. It was a very good double-blind study. It showed profound effects in terms of reducing flu symptoms. And have you seen anything further work?
There have been a couple of very small, more experimental studies on NAC and the flu virus, but nothing like this as a clinical trial with actual people.
And the other thing that we should make clear to the listeners is that's a sulfur smell. It's like you might smell from rotten eggs. It is not sulfa, because a lot of people get nervous. They hear sulfur and they think, oh, they may be allergic to it. It is not the sulfa drugs.
Right.
It is sulfur, which is in your body all the time anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Ron, you've been pretty quiet here. It's not like
it's unlike me. I want to just second one thing that Jack said that I think represents a kind of breakthrough in what's happening in medicine today, and that is more and more doctors are willing to measure vitamin D levels. And frankly, what we're finding out that it is usually low in people who do not take any vitamin D, and I'm surprised to find a number of people even in the southern part of the country have lower than optimal levels of vitamin D. And so I'm just going to put a big pitch in here for those people who have never had a D level measured. You might be surprised to find out what your D level is. And ultimately, that's the best way to figure out what the optimal dose is for you, because it seems to vary quite a bit from one person to the next.
Yep, that's definitely true.
And well, I'm going to pose a question to Dr. Run, and what kind of blood level do you like to target in your patients?
Well, the typical lab has a 32 to 100 nanogram per deciliter blood level range, and I like to shoot for the mid-range around 60, 70, unless the patient has an autoimmune disease or some kind of cancer or other serious illness. I will try to take them up into the 80s or higher. I certainly have a few patients who have exceeded the 100 level. I still have not seen any adverse effects, even up to as high as 135, but I typically target around 60 to 70 as a really good solid level for people.
All righty. Okay, good discussion.
Before we take the break, I want to just drop a question for Dr. Ron and Dr. Podell that they can answer after we come back, okay? I'm kind of curious. Of the people, of the tests that you guys have run on people who either do not take vitamin D supplements or who take only, you know, the routine levels, 400 IUs, let's say, I'd be curious as to how many of those tests come back with adequate vitamin D levels at that point. Okay? Maybe we can answer that after the break.
Okay.
What percentage? 10%, 50%, whatever. Okay?
All right, guys.
Okay.
Put your thinking caps on, and we'll get back to you after the break. Okay, listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challen. Dr. Ron Hunninghacke will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignan from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
You know, it almost seems too good to be true. Usually when you go to a store like Wilner Chemist, where there are so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you in such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements, you assume the prices will be high. But that's not the case at Wilner Chemist. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner's has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sale discounts in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. New Chapter, CamoCare, and Boric and Taffel, the full lines are on sale at 30% off. Selected items from Nature's Way and Solgar are on sale from 35 to 40% off. And there's more.
Yes, it's a rare combination, a wide variety of products, professional service, and discount prices all in the one place. To find out what else is on sale, just go to our website, www.wilner.com, and check the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can call for a catalog if you prefer, 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fungi Perfecti is the maker of the Host Defense line of certified organic medicinal mushroom products developed by Paul Stamets, the world-renowned mycologist. The Fungi Perfecti Host Defense line is a collection of 15 products made from the very potent mycelium component of selected mushroom species designed to support your own natural immunity. Fungi Perfecti is the only mushroom supplement backed by the Stamets P-value system and the products currently used in several important clinical trials. For mushroom supplements with the full spectrum of cellular nutrients at their peak vitality, choose Fungi Perfecti, and now is the time, as the entire Fungi Perfecti line is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. From the forest to their farm to you, Fungi Perfecti.
Nattokinase is an enzyme derived from natto, a traditional fermented soy food popular in Japan. It results from the action of Bacillus subtilis natto, a friendly bacteria on boiled soybeans, releasing the enzyme nattokinase. In Japan, where high longevity is well recognized, many think the consumption of soy products, especially natto, is the reason. What has been shown is that natto is very high in fibrinolytic activity, and this has led to its popular use by those with circulatory and cardiovascular concerns. We are pleased to announce that Doctor's Best Nattokinase is on sale at 50% off list price at Wilner Chemist. The Doctor's Best Nattokinase contains pure nattokinase enzyme, 2,000 fibrinolytic units per veggie cap, with all the vitamin K removed. That's Doctor's Best Nattokinase in the 90 veggie cap size, now on sale at one half price, 50% off. It's hard to beat a deal like that, and during the current Wilner Chemist sale, everything else and the Doctor's Best line is on sale at 25% off list.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Chalom. Hey, before the break, Don posed a question to Drs. Podell and Hunninghacke, and Dr. Ron, you're our guest, so you can go first. What's about vitamin D? What kind of results have you found with people who were taking minimal amounts of vitamin D?
Well, I'm out here in Wichita, Kansas at the Reardon Clinic where we're celebrating our 35th anniversary. We see about 5,000 patients a year, and it's hard to get through the door here without getting a vitamin D level drawn on you. We tackle people and hold them down and draw a D level before they walk out the door. And our normal range in our lab used to be 15 to 47 milligrams per milliliter, nanograms per milliliter, excuse me. And so if you that's based upon a bell-shaped curve. So if you average that out, that's about a 31 milligrams per deciliter average. And we have since then changed our optimal target to 40 to 80, and most labs is 32 to 100. So, and I've seen many Kansans where we don't get quite as much sun, we are averaging anywhere from 5 to 10 nanograms per milliliter. So it's really pretty dismal unless you supplement. These are people who are not taking anything, and many of them are working indoors or just not getting as much sunshine. So, or they're using sunscreens, which is another reason why levels are not going to be good unless you supplement. So that's my data.
Okay, Dr. Podell.
Okay, well, I practice in New Jersey, of course, and it's a bit colder up here. I would say that even though essentially all the patients that come to me are taking at least a multivitamin, probably 20% or so of the people that I see have vitamin D levels that are, say, in the range of 20 and below. And maybe, let's say, another 20% are going to be between 20 and 30. So it's a large minority, almost half together, are at the levels below that we would consider, even the mainstream view would be considering you want at least 32. So I'd say about half my patients are below that. And some of them are actually taking decent doses of vitamin D. There is a subgroup of patients that seems even if we really load it on, their vitamin D levels stay low. And this is a phenomenon that really is not well understood at all.
Okay, Don, you posed the question. You got the answer. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I just wanted to give the listeners some idea of what the odds are that they do need extra vitamin D supplementation. I think we need to really rattle the tree a little bit here to make because I think too many people think, oh well, I'm taking my multivitamin and it contains the U.S. daily allowance for vitamin D, I'm covered. And I think the fact is this testing shows, among other reasons that show it, that even if you're taking the minimal amounts of vitamin D in your supplement, the odds are you should be taking more.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And, you know, when you do go to your doctor for your checkup or for whatever other reason, you know, he'll be more than happy to do a vitamin D blood test. You know, he does all of the HMOs. You know, they don't usually restrict the doctor in what blood tests he can order. So he can order any blood test he wants. Just tell him you want to have your vitamin D checked, and you know, he'll just check it off on that form when he draws your blood.
Although there's something that I've noticed of late. It used to be that I would put down as a diagnostic code to justify the test malnutrition, which is 263.9. Now that's starting to be rejected. And if you put down osteoporosis, it goes through. But just malnutrition doesn't seem to do it. So no. I'm not sure. I think there's probably a code book under Medicare in particular that says what codes will justify which tests.
Oh, no.
And I've got to research that a little further to see why they've dropped the malnutrition code.
When I went to my doctor, you know, a couple of years ago, and I said I wanted the vitamin D test, he says, you know, that's okay. I can check off whatever you want me to check off.
Right, but there needs to be a code that justifies doing it. Otherwise, the insurance won't pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that to talk with the doctor about.
Okay.
Arnie, before you continue, real quickly, we ran that Doctor's Best ad, and there was a mistake there. The 25% discount for the rest of the line is no longer in effect. Just the natokinase at half price. Okay, now you can go ahead.
All right, we'll have to redo that one.
Yep.
Okay, it's time for another break. We'll be back.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now let's go for a check of the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River at the George Washington Bridge, looks like we're tied up about 20 minutes off of 95 Express, 5 minutes off the lower deck heading for the local lanes, and it looks like all other approaches really in fairly good shape, so you can head there instead. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, we're tied up 15 minutes into town, 10 out, and the Holland's going to cost you 15 in outbound side, about a 10-minute delay. Traveling in the Five Boroughs, Belt Parkway, right by Erskine Street, left lane is going to be blocked off. We have an eastbound accident, westbound side, some emergency crews taking out a lane there. On you, unfortunately, getting across the Gothels Bridge, a bit heavy. Staten Island bound side, the New Jersey bound side appears to be okay. And traveling in central New Jersey, over on Route 18, northbound at Eger Street in East Brunswick, flipped over vehicle, one lane will be blocked off. This report sponsored by Constellation Energy. Choose Constellation Energy and save on your electricity rate in JCPL and PSE&G service territories. Sign up at home.newenergy.com. See website for terms and conditions. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalam and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. And let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. And give us a call if you have any questions about immunity, you know, anything about the immune system, how to stay healthy this time of the year, what to take. Be glad to try and answer your questions. Okay. Let's go down the list of some of the other supplements that would be important for immune health. I see the next couple on your list, Jack, are vitamin C and zinc.
Yeah, you know, the vitamin C story goes back to probably the late 60s, early 70s with Linus Pauling's recommendations. And they've been controversial, and incredibly, 40 years later, they're still controversial. But when you look at the research, what really has come out of the analyses and reanalyses of the clinical trials is that high-dose vitamin C does, in fact, reduce the symptoms and length of colds and flus. And the effective dose seems to be roughly 2,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. And you can certainly go higher than that, but that's what really came out of the studies. And the benefits were a reduction in symptoms and cold duration by roughly a third. And so if you're thinking of kind of like a miserable 7 or 8 day cold, you can chop a couple of days off that and just get back up on your feet a lot faster. And vitamin C, you know, I guess when it comes to the flu specifically, one of the consequences is just feeling totally wiped out and not having any energy. And vitamin C is involved in the body's production of carnitine, which can be bought as a supplement, but carnitine helps the body burn fat for energy. So it, I think, helps offset this flu-related fatigue, at least to some extent. My own personal approach is really about 10 grams of vitamin C spread throughout the day, morning, afternoon, and before bed. And if I feel like something's chasing after me, I'll go up a little bit higher than that. And I seem to have pretty good bowel tolerance at these high doses. And it could be because I've been taking vitamin C for a very long time.
And you do the ester C?
Sometimes I do. I think the ester C is very good for people who just tend to have a lot of gastric problems with high-dose vitamin C. And it's really, the way I look at it is it's a form of buffered vitamin C, so it's a little bit easier on the GI tract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a lot of people say that, and I usually, whenever it's anyone who has that type of GI issue, I always recommend the ester C.
It's important to remember that every animal in the animal kingdom, except for humans, primates, and guinea pigs, when they're sick, their livers or their kidneys will start making lots more vitamin C. And so I sometimes refer to it as the universal response to any kind of infection, injury, or stress. And so I kind of think of it as the master nutrient, and then you build on it from there.
Okay, that's Good advice. Okay, what
way,
about?
Arnie,
go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I just feel obligated. You know, we need to thank the Solgard company for you know bringing Dr. Ron and Jack to the show periodically. It's just a courtesy from them. So I feel kind of obligated to point out every now and then that they do have products that cover some of the things we're discussing. You know, we mentioned the vitamin D effect on the immune system earlier, and of course Solgar has about every kind of vitamin D supplement you can think of, and the same can be said for the vitamin C. They have all the forms of vitamin C with and without the bioflavonoids. They have the ester C products, everything. So when you're thinking about a vitamin C product, you know, Solgar will have almost any combination of vitamin C that you could be looking for. And starting on Monday, I believe, all of the immune-enhancing products from Solgar are going to be on sale at 40% off. It's not on our website yet, I don't believe, but I'm giving you some heads-up advance notice. All the vitamin Ds, for example, all the vitamin C products and some other things are going to be, starting Monday, on sale 40% off from Solgar.
That is correct, Don. That is correct.
And may I just mention, Don, that's a good point, because a lot of times people will try one type of vitamin C and they'll maybe have a little upset or diarrhea. And in reality, they should be trying a number of these different types of vitamin C, because one size does not fit all and one dose does not fit all. The major problem with the studies on vitamin C is that people were inadequately dosed. And there's a high variation among patients about how much they need, and even their individual need can vary depending upon how much stress they're under, how well they're eating, how well they're sleeping, whether they've got a concurrent illness. So there's a lot of variation in this, and so I encourage people to play around with it a little bit and try to figure out what's the best type of vitamin C and the best dose for them.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we mentioned earlier that we have nutritionists and pharmacists roaming the aisles at Wilner Chemist. Just, you know, all they want to do is to answer your questions. So if you have any if you need some guidance, some help in figuring out what the differences are between these various forms of vitamin C and which one might be right for you, stop by Wilner Chemist. We have people there to help you.
All righty.
You know, if it's okay, I might just jump in and just reiterate that it's important to spread the vitamin C dosage out throughout the day 3 or 4 times. That minimizes the risk of diarrhea and GI issues. And the way Dr. Robert Cathcart, who was really big on high-dose vitamin C, he had a story early in the process of when he was just getting into nutrition, and he had a patient who was a librarian who contracted mononucleosis. Different bug, obviously, but I think the principle's the same. And on her own, this librarian was taking about a half pound of vitamin C a day. No diarrhea, no stomach upset. Mono can be a very nasty infection, and it can be a segue into chronic fatigue syndrome. And I think that just shows the safety margin with high-dose vitamin C. And the important thing Cathcart pointed out is as you start to get well, it's at that point you're more likely to develop diarrhea, and it's at that point when it's probably smart to reduce the dose a little bit. Anyway, just some usage tips there.
All right. We always appreciate those. Okay. Zinc. Which one of you guys is going to talk about zinc?
Well, I can talk about zinc because that was the major deficiency I discovered on myself about 20 years ago that was causing a recurrent cystic acne. But it just goes to show that I had had that acne for 25 years, and it wasn't until I got tested and found out I was low in it and started to replenish it that it corrected. And then the neat thing about that is I started giving zinc drops to my children, and this was right when I was starting into nutritional medicine, and I noticed that we stopped having to get the pink medicine, the amoxicillin for ear infections, and so my kids started to improve their immune function dramatically once we were able to replenish their zinc. And I'd like to encourage all the listeners to look at their fingernails and see if they have any white spots on their fingernails, because if they do, that could be a sign that they're zinc deficient. There's a number of other signs, but zinc is a great immune booster.
Okay. Is there any way to know, well, I know there are, but other than the spots on the fingernails, I think there's a company, maybe there's a couple, but I know one, Metagenics, has a test for zinc called Zinc Tally.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be somewhat diagnostic or
worthwhile? It's very interesting that if people are low in zinc and they taste the Zinc Tally, it tastes like water to them. But if they have sufficient zinc reserves, then it will taste metallic and bad.
Yeah.
And so it's always interesting when someone who has a severe zinc deficiency and is being accused of, you know, having, like what the thing I'm thinking of is anorexia nervosa. These people have tremendous zinc deficiencies, and the family thinks it's just a mental disorder. And when they find out that they cannot taste the Zinc Tally at all, it begins to give them an insight into how the biochemistry is giving rise to the disorder.
Yeah, these are drops that are available for anyone who's really interested. And you put some of the few drops on your tongue, and after a 10, 15 seconds or so, you should taste a definite metallic taste. If you don't, you have a zinc deficiency.
Yep.
Is that about correct, Dr. Ron?
Yeah, that is the test. And the other, my mentor, Dr. Hugh Reardon, used to say, if you stink, think zinc. And the idea here is that the sebaceous glands, if you're deficient in zinc, will produce more bacterial overgrowth, which will cause an unpleasant odor either in your feet or your armpits or wherever. And you probably are getting low on zinc and need to boost that up.
All righty. Okay, we're going to pause for a break here. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'll begin taking your questions right after the break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guests, Dr. Ron Hunninghacke and Jack Chalom, will all be back after these messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels offer 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, vitamin D3, and the powerful natural antioxidant astaxanthin. Solgar's product includes sockeye salmon oil, which is among the purest of all ocean fish and one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. The proportions, of course, reflect those found in wild salmon. All Solgar fish oil and CoQ10 products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. There's a deal you don't want to pass up. Solgar, the gold standard. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength Specially Processed Licorice Extract from the number one DGL brand available, Enzymatic Therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic Therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
All right, that's Don and Arnie and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalam, and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. Okay, let's take a phone call. Dr. McComber from Watchung, New Jersey, you're live on the Wilner Window.
How do you do?
Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I called because I'm pro supplements, and I've taken quite a few over the years. And a few years ago, I was diagnosed with aortic stenosis. And just a few months ago, I had my aortic valve replaced. We had gone off all the supplements at that time, and we're just taking a few regular drugs that were associated with the surgery. And so when I got back, I started to reintroduce my vitamin D3s, and I had noticed that the recommended doses were slowly climbing. So I figured I would go online and check out about what the toxicity levels might be, or where the cutoff might be. In the process, just almost before I stopped, it said basically that there's a really high tolerance as far as toxicity is concerned. And so I was almost ready to stop looking when I saw something stated by one of the researchers that basically said that there sometimes is a confusion between toxicity sensitivity. And when I read further, basically they said if someone is considered to be sensitive to D3, that they should be watched by an endocrinologist. They were talking about the possibility that the high levels of D3 in a sensitive person would increase the production of calcium and could be attacking an aortic valve. And I'm trying to learn. I'm just new at this, and I wanted to know what your feelings were.
Okay. Well,
I'll go ahead and take that. I just want to ask a question. You know, there's a big difference between D2 and D3, and I'm just curious if in that article that you read they made that distinction, because it is known that D2 in excessive amounts can cause inappropriate calcification. And so I was just curious, were they specifically talking about D3 sensitivity?
That was my impression, but I don't remember any differentiation. And that I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, I'm a fan of D3, and D3 is right now it's like the password to everything. And I didn't like the idea of giving up D3, but I also had to take into account my new valve and if I was going to start to calcify that. But I didn't look that far, so I'm very interested to hear that there is as possibly as a D2 sensitivity or toxicity.
And the second point, doctor, that I think needs to be considered is that it's very important if you're taking large amounts of D3 to be sure you're on vitamin K2, because K2, especially the MK7, which is made from natto, is very effective at helping to appropriately utilize calcium. And if you do not have enough K2, you cannot properly carboxylate the osteocalcin and the various other proteins that use calcium, and so you may be getting into calcification problems that way. So those are the two things. As a matter of fact, a lot of, for example, Solgar, they sell a B3 and K2 combo, and I'm getting to the point where I'm asking patients to do those in combination most of the time so as to avoid the problem that you're talking about with calcification.
That's very interesting. You know, I was, as I say, I'm new to the research, and I happened to hear you speaking on the radio, and I just thought that would be a good issue to bring up, because I'm going to pursue it, you know, with my cardiologist and probably with an endocrinologist just to make sure I'm not going to create damage for myself. But I thought that's something that people should know because of the popularity now of D3.
I think you're really overstating it, really.
Okay.
But the other thing you could do, other than your cardiologist and your endocrinologist, is be in touch with somebody like Dr. Podell, mm-hmm. who is an MD who understands the nutrition, and he could tie it in very well with your endocrinologist.
Well, he's in my neighborhood, so.
There you go.
More or less, yes.
There you go. So that you could do much worse than to get in touch with him.
You definitely should talk to the cardiologist. See, an overdose of any vitamin D that's sufficient to cause an elevated blood calcium, that would be bad. But, of course, you'd want to monitor the blood calcium. Doesn't go up very often, but in some people it might. It's not entirely clear to me whether I think having a low vitamin D might cause calcification. It's a very complicated system.
Yeah,
and
but that's
I don't think you're going to do any harm from vitamin Ds that are within a range that doesn't make your blood calcium level go too high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I fully agree with the vitamin K2. This seems to be very important in terms of prevention, not only calcification on aortic valves, but calcification throughout the vascular tree of the body, which you really want to avoid.
Correct, yeah.
All right, well, good luck, Dr. McComber.
Yes, and nice speaking with you.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's talk to Leopold from Queens, another vitamin D question. Are you there, Leopold?
Yes, doctor. Yes, I'm here. Yes, my question is, my vitamin D level is 70.
Okay, 70.
Yes.
So
my question to you now, must I cut back or must I go up more?
I would stay where you are.
Oh, okay. So in other words, so how much I must take now? Like maybe 1,000 units per day?
Whatever you've been taking, I would... You know, I think Dr. Ron is saying just continue what you're doing. Don't take more. And if it goes up more, you may have to drop it. But if it goes down, you may have to raise it. But 70 is, according to Dr. Ron, is a good place to be.
Wow. That sounds good, doctor. Okay.
Thanks for that call, Leopold.
Okay. Thank you very much, doctor. Have a good day now.
All righty. And Bruce from Long Beach, Long Island.
Right. Hi. I may have had a misunderstanding in the past, but with vitamin C, is there a maximum amount, like, say, 500 milligrams, and anything above that wouldn't be 100% absorbed? So the question is, what is the maximum amount for the best buck that you could get when you take vitamin C? Say you can do it twice a day or three times a day.
I'll jump in on that. What Dr. Robert Cathcart used to recommend was following a bowel tolerance concept to achieve your ideal dose. And his thinking was you go up to a level that just starts to loosen your stools, and then you drop back down a little bit below that. And the ideal amount will vary from person to person. And some people seem to get a little bit looser when they're taking about 1,000 milligrams a day. Others can take 10,000 milligrams a day without any problem.
Okay, Bruce, did that answer your question?
My question was, if you're going to do 1,000, could you take 1,000 at one?
You could take 1,000, and then you could take 1,000 again later on during the day. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Okay? Thanks so much for that call, Bruce. Okay, and now we have to pause for a minute so you can listen to a message about being disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. You know, folks, this is a two-hour show, and we shall return at about 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. And when we do, we're going to continue our discussion with Jack Chalom and Dr. Ron Hunninghacke about the immune system and what you can do to help fight off flus and colds and what you can do to combat it. Okay, and this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. As I said, we'll be back. All of us will be back. Stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.